Listen, weather's been great. I mean, we're pretty fortunate here in November. I only say that because I enjoyed being out there today. It was nice. It was good to be coaching football and on the field and outside. Having said that, I'll just open it up and let you all fire away.
I don't think we've spoken to you since before the Kansas City game. So where does Eli Apple stand? Where was he benched and is he going to play?
Eli's back in the fold, you know, and depending on what package we're in, you know, you'll see him out there. So that's a good thing. That'll help us.
Do you need him to be a starter at this point? I mean, you lost Janaris.
We got a lot of guys. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of faces out there. I was going through the meeting. I think it was yesterday. I kept doing one of these. I thought I was in rookie minicamp, you know, with learning the names. Just normally when we have a sheet of paper with everybody's face on it. But look, we got to work through that. You know, there's been some moving pieces. I'm, you know, praying that Jack Rabbit is okay. I know yesterday he had the surgery and Double D had surgery. I don't know if y'all know that, but I'm praying for all those guys. We're going to miss them. We're going to miss their presence. But the guys that are here are going to have to step in. Guys that have been here that know what we're doing, some guys that are new are going to have to learn real quickly. You know, who knows what's going to happen in the game? We might get another shoulder or an ankle or something. Somebody's got to go in there. So we fight through that like every other team does.
Was Eli, was it mostly just because he missed some practice time, or has he been a disciplinary issue for you?
Now, look, I know Ben has addressed a lot of that, and I think that's a head coach's subject. So I'm gonna stand on Ben's remarks. I'm just glad that we got him back in the fold, and we're just ready to go play a game.
You got a hell of a scout team quarterback you have to play against.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be here when Eli Manning would be benched?
Yeah, I never thought that way. Look, it goes without saying, I love Eli Manning, and this is tough, but all I have is love for him, and let the rest of it work itself out.
Are you impressed with? It sounds like he's out there on the scout team, giving it his all, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, Eli has always impressed me. I mean, I haven't had a chance to really see Eli since that particular announcement, but just right here for Eli in my regards because of we've been together through a lot of good things and. I respect them a great deal. I really do. Anything about defense?
You made a little bit of a joke that it's like a rookie minicamp, but do you know everybody?
The guys, well, obviously I know who they are. There are some guys, you know, I haven't seen a lot, you know, but hopefully, you know, they're guys that we brought to the scouting department did a great job getting some guys in here, and hopefully we can fit some pieces where we need it. You know, it's always hard with when you talk about corners and being an inside guy and an outside guy and where they play. So we're trying to figure that out a little bit. But we've got guys right now, hopefully if we keep everybody healthy, knock on wood, that have played a little bit for us. And I mean, a little bit of it dictated by what they do, what they put out there. They are a team in the past that has had a lot of four wide receiver sets. I don't know what it'll be like now, but we got to prepare for everything.
What are you expecting from DJ Goodson at this point?
Well, interesting. You guys would probably know better than me how long it's been. It seems like an awfully long time since we've had BJ, or awfully long time since you go back to Dallas when he had 18 tackles. We really missed that. I think it's hard, you know, to think that somebody can step in, especially at the linebacker position, and, you know, play 70 plays. That's going to be tough. I mean, just physically it's hard. We found that out when Kelvin Shepard had to go in, you know. But we're going to try to keep him healthy and rotate some guys in there. It's good to have him back. Love the voice out there. He's running real well. Keep our fingers crossed he stays healthy. He'll be okay.
What can he bring to you guys, skill-wise? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he runs. You know he runs real well. He's a sideline-to-sideline guy. We've seen that ever since we moved into Mike linebacker. I thought he did a great job of that in the Dallas game with all the tackles he had. Then he got slowed down by the injury. I forget what it was after going into the Detroit game, but we lost him there. But I think he runs real well. He's a physical guy. We need all that with this particular run game we're going to face.
Marshawn's still a dangerous runner?
Yeah, mean runner. I went on YouTube the other. I don't know why I did this. So I went on YouTube, and I don't even know how to do that real well. But there was a lot of Marshawn Lynch's videos. But he's mean. He scares me. You know. But I got a lot of respect for him as a football player. Loves playing ball. The way he runs. And we've been talking about it all week. I mean, that's got to be target number one because he's a good football player. We can't let them get the run game going. I mean, it always begins there, and this is the same with this football team.
They're going to be missing Michael Crabtree this week in the receiver spot, but still, with Derek Carr, how dangerous does that make the Oakland offense?
Really, all of their wideouts are really fast speed guys. And when you put the tape on, you can they don't always get it there. They have a number of times. They'll take shots at them. But there's guys running downfield that are open with some speed. That concerns us. We talk a lot about that. We can't allow that explosive deep play. But I got a lot of respect for all of their wideouts because of the speed that they possess. I think they're a really fast offensive team. I think they were purposely built that way. And I know they'll miss Crabtree because he's a really good football player, but I think they have other guys in there that can do a nice job too.
Seems like Landon's kind of returned to form a little bit these past two games.
I'm glad you brought that up. I just think he feels healthier. I asked him the other day. I think you all know that he's been battling that high ankle sprain from way back, and he didn't miss anything, and he takes a lot of pride in that. That's how those Alabama guys are. They just fight through it. And now I think he's finally running the way he wants. I know he feels that way, so keep our fingers crossed he can stay like that.